We're going to give you those tool tickets coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the world-famous Carex. So stand by if you want to see them at Staples Center in October. We'll tell you how you can win. First, though, Kevin, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it sounds like you've had thoughts.
I mean, listen, how dare you, first of all. And second of all, here's my question. The police can't care about everything equally, right? If you're going,
correct.
If you're going 55 miles an hour and the speed limit is 55, let's say you go 59. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a certain leeway that they give you.
Sure.
100%. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what the exact number is, but I would guess it's at least 7 or 8 for most officers, maybe even 10 for other officers.
If we had anyone that is an officer listening, that would be great information to have at 1-800-520-1067. You don't have to tell us your name. But so how many miles per hour over the speed limit can you go? I knew when I was a kid, I talked to a highway patrolman, and he said 7 miles an hour was the magic number for the Phoenix area.
Okay.
I'm also going to say that I think it depends on where you are. I think if you're on the 101, it's different than if you're going through a school zone.
Yeah, agreed.
If it's a 25-mile-an-hour school zone and the kids are coming out and you're going 34, I think you might get nailed.
All right. So here's my real question. So you're going to merge on the freeway, and there's that little red light that says one car per light.
Sure.
And everybody sits there and backs up. Drives me crazy. So I glance up and I see if the traffic is moving, and if it is, I just run it.
Wow. So you don't
No.
Let me make sure I understand here. It drives you crazy that people stop at a red light?
If they don't need to. To merge onto the freeway. Mm-hmm. I understand if it's busy and no one's moving, fine. Mm-hmm. You know, parse it out a little bit. But if it's moving and it's moving perfectly well, I don't think they're really taking into account, like, every little situation. They can't.
I hate to ask this question, but is somebody performing dental surgery in the room with you?
I have a terrible cavity that they have
There's
to
a
fill.
Lot of drilling going on right now at K-Rock.
It's literally the sound space, and they've been drilling and hammering for 2 months now.
They don't do it during the show, though.
That's what we have been told, yeah.
Because I feel like I'm hearing it on the air right now.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, so what you're saying, Kevin, is although the intention of that light is to ease merging traffic onto the freeway,
yes.
If the freeway is already zipping, there's no need for it. It should be essentially ignored at that time because people can merge without it being a problem.
Right. I'm saying I understand the spirit of it. I understand what they're trying to do,
but
there's nobody there like 24/7 watching the traffic to change it to what it needs to be. It's just
This is kind of the equivalent of lights that should be flashing in the overnight because there's never cars coming the other direction.
Oh, drive me so crazy.
You're thinking like flow of traffic. That's what you should be regulating.
I understand the thought behind it. Mm-hmm. However, if the freeway's moving, I'm just going to keep going.
You actually
and
said
you never get a ticket.
I understand
right?
the spirit of it.
I do.
What
I understand
said.
What they're trying to accomplish.
Right.
Which is to figure out a way to merge traffic into a freeway that's not moving very quickly. Uh-huh.
But you would be comfortable with individual drivers making that decision on their own.
No, I'm comfortable with me making that decision.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
On my own.
Because, you know, my motto is, what if everybody did it?
I know, and that's a ridiculous motto because it never, ever, ever will happen. So what if everybody did
I'm
it?
I'm
going to
say
ridiculous.
That even if the police, and we're going to go to an officer here in a second, even if the police were rapidly against your plan, there's no place for a police car to sit and watch you
Correct.
On a merge onto the freeway. I don't think that they physically could see you do it.
I mean, that's part of my argument, I thought. What about, remember when you took your driver's license and the people in the crosswalk have to be all the way across and they have to set foot on the sidewalk before you turn?
I remember that one.
If it's busy, F that.
Oh, just like as soon as they pass your car, you're
no,
speeding up.
No, as soon as they get to the other oncoming traffic, so they're halfway across, and there's 6 cars behind me, go.
I suspect you would do that even if there weren't 6 cars behind you, just so you could go.
Maybe, but there is a lot going on with traffic where people just don't get out of the way. And if you're going to wait for that guy to get to the other side, and because of that, only 3 cars turn right instead of 7.
Especially if he's an old.
Exactly. That's my point.
All right. Let's take a couple of calls from police officers. And by the way, Jensen, I do want to get to your tinted windows because I think that is a fascinating question in Southern California as well. Why don't we start with let's start with Deputy Chris, please. He's on line 2. He'll get us going here. 1-800-520-106. And we're trying to determine which traffic laws are Can we discard and not have to worry
not
about
discard,
getting a ticket?
But violate smartly.
Okay. Well said. Yeah. Not discard,
no, I mean,
though.
No,
yeah.
I mean, I look at the traffic. If it stopped, I
well
wait.
Well said, Kevin.
Because there's no reason even to rush through it.
Right.
Deputy,
because...
you've been listening to the conversation. Please weigh in, sir.
Yes. There's no particular mileage over. If it's a mile over, 2 miles over, it's a set speed limit. So
right, I understand that. I understand technically that's true. But
you would
I...
never pull somebody over for going 56 and a 55. You wouldn't waste your time.
No, but it all depends. It all comes down to attitude when you get pulled over.
No, but I'm saying you wouldn't even pull me over if I was going 57 and a 55.
56? If I really wanted to, if I really had
yeah,
to,
I,
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that technically you're right.
I'm sort of wondering how Kevin has problems with cops.
No, I'm saying technically I do understand the law. If you go 56, it's speeding. I'm saying in practical
absolutely.
Use, you don't get pulled
practical,
over.
When, no, it's... What's, no,
what's your
law,
what's your
the law.
All right, what's your unofficial spirit of the law buffer though, Chris? I mean, 7
spirit
miles over? 9 miles
no,
over?
10.
What?
10.
10. Okay. 10. That's the answer we were looking for.
Unless you're erratically driving and then he'll pull you
yeah,
over
I mean,
for 55.
Of course,
56.
Of course you need
yeah.
to be safe with the traffic that's there. Of course, that makes yeah. sense.
Very good. Thank you so
10.
Much. All right.
I mean, Deputy Chris, he gets the spirit of it.
We can
but
speed.
He does-
10.
That's what I heard. Let's go to Mike. That's
I
all I heard.
I get the spirit of why I'm getting a ticket.
Let's go to Mike on line 4. It's unclear from the screening whether he is a police officer or not, but I think he wants to weigh in on the merging with the red light.
Hey, Mike.
Okay, hey, yeah. I am a police officer.
Okay, great.
In this big city of L.A. Hey, what have you mentioned that? How are they going to catch you if you run that red light because there's no place to sit?
Yes,
well, in fact... There is a red light on the back side of that red light where they sit down the freeway, maybe 15 yards, and they can see when that red light changes and when you go through that red light. That's how you get the ticket for running that red light.
But again, technically, I understand you're right and that's the law, but do you do that as a practical use?
I don't do it because I'm not the CHP. That's the CHP's job.
They don't do it either, though.
The next time you decide to run that red light, look in your rearview mirror, and you will see that red light behind you where it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be facing that direction.
Sure,
but it's in that
got
direction
it.
So that CHP can see
He's
it.
He's saying it's a trap.
Get you.
So you want me to turn around and look when I'm going forward into
oh,
the...
You can look in the rearview mirror, Dunkeldorf.
Just like the movie Star Wars, it's a trap.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Has anyone ever gotten a ticket for not stopping for that red light? I know you're not CHP, but do you know... Has anyone ever been cited for that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
they
wouldn't have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair
you
enough.
Know, it's just more revenue for the state of California. That's it.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. All right. What about tinted windows, Jensen? You asked that question. Do you know anything about this? Because obviously it's illegal depending on how tinted they are, but you see them all the time on the freeway.
Yeah. There's a certain degree in which you're allowed to tint. You're not allowed to tint the front window. You're not allowed to tint the back window. You're allowed to basically tint the sides to a certain...
But I think even the driver's side has to be a little bit less than the back seat.
Sure. Everything windows. Has like a certain number, but I know it's a fix-it ticket, but I also think like... Everyone in LA has an extra tinted window. So are you
so
really,
do they
pulling,
really care?
Are you pulling people over for tinted windows in 2019?
I think
I would
they
love to
pull
know
you over for something else and then they write the fix a ticket on top of
That's
that.
That's very possible, yeah.
Maybe.
As a secondary thing.
Is the intent of that law what?
Well,
to make sure there's not a kid driving? I mean, what can they possibly need to see in
a
car for?
Or a dog. Cops don't want to not be able to see inside. You know, if they pull over a car, they want to be able to know the whole situation walking up. Or if they pull up alongside someone.
So maybe
know.
It's for an officer's safety in the event that they have pulled over a car. They want to make sure there's not a guy with a machine gun in the back seat.
Yeah.
But I mean, the same thing does happen. Occasionally somebody will get pulled over for speeding. He'll also give them a ticket for the windows, a fix-it ticket. They fix it, and then they just put the tint right back on.
Yeah, that does
right.
happen. Also,
exactly.
the front license plate's a big one here in L.A. You know, I know that Dave...
It's the law now,
King
right?
of Mexico didn't even
Kevin,
care
you've gotten
about
a ticket
law.
For that, right?
I have, but that's at LAX, and I parked, like... On purpose, my front bumper was right against the post just so that, and there's somebody just wanders around and just
Looks
they make money
ticket.
On it.
Yeah.
They just
yeah.
make money on it. That's
all right.
It's not
so
really about safety, it's just money.
The takeaway here is just make up your own rules.
That's
just
what we're saying.
Do what you want.
Anarchy.
Okay. Let's.
I understand the spirit,
the spirit of anarchy.
When you keep hitting me with that baton, I understand your spirit. But my windows, they're not that tinted.
I want to thank the law enforcement personnel for listening and for calling. But we got to clear the lines right now because it's time to give away tickets to go see Tool, you guys. They're playing Staples Center on the 20th and 21st. We are looking for Tool fans. This isn't like Name That Tool Yesterday. No, this is actual Tool fans. You know their music. You know their lyrics. You know their songs. You love the band.
Secret Santa became
be
the most.
1-800
because one of us is a brag. You know what I mean? Like, one of us thinks that they 100% are better than us.
And that is me. And I will come right out and say it. Here's the thing. I posted on my Instagram stories. I'm like, I just won Secret Santa. I just need you all to know it. I know that's not the point of Secret Santa. I get that. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I still won.
And both Kevin and I read that and said, well, all right, well, I guess we're fighting for number two.
We bought it for a minute.
Which I just accepted.
Yeah.
And then I looked at my gift again and I said, no, this is great. This is a great gift. I am number one.
Uh-huh.
Kevin felt the same way about his.
Right.
Okay.
And now we found ourselves in the true spirit of Christmas competing to see who's a better gift giver.
Yes. So we have the whole Kevin and Bean crew in here because they are going to be the ones that determine which is the best gift. But here's the thing. This is about the person we're giving the gift to.
Correct.
Is it the best gift
for them?
For them.
Correct. It's not like if you would take it.
Yeah, you're not going to look at this and go, oh, I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's for that specific person.
Correct.
So, Kevin, you're going first.
Yes.
Who do you have?
I have Christine.
Oh. Producer Christine.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ah.
All right. She's handing off the Instagram Live. You can watch this all at Kevin and Bean on Instagram Live.
You can open it over there.
Okay, just open it maybe closer
there.
To the camera.
No, wherever.
Okay, so go to Instagram. It's at Kevin Bean. You going to go all the way to the corner?
Yes.
Okay, there's two parts. There's two parts.
What did you mean? Good Lord.
Two parts.
You knew?
Dude.
Okay.
Kevin wins, you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so she... Okay, there's another note we should... Sorry, hold on. There's another note we should make is that we were only allowed to spend $50.
Yes, and here's why I'm a genius.
Okay.
Going out of business sale.
Okay.
So it was 50% off.
So you know it's good.
Now open that.
Wow, you guys...
So worth noting that Kevin is trying to sway the judges by saying it's a $100 gift.
No, I'm saying... Well, yeah, I am saying...
Ew, you guys.
L.A. Dodger.
Whoa.
Whiskey glass.
That's nice. All right. That's very nice.
So to reassess...
Thank you, everyone.
I assume an expensive glass or a bottle of, what is it?
Whiskey.
Of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Dodger glass?
Rocks glasses.
Oh, man, that sure seems personal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Like, that's a great gift, Kevin.
Wow.
It's a great gift.
So nice.
Okay. So did I win?
Not yet.
I won, everybody.
We have more.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's move on over to Jensen.
Okay, well, I got...
You're still confident now.
I got...
Okay.
Hold on. I got Allie.
I knew it! Excellent. I knew it.
Okay. I got Allie.
All right.
All right, Allie.
See, this makes it so hard because I have to be, regardless of what it is, I have to be real.
No, 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 no. You have to be honest and real, and you have to play it for, you know.
Laughs.
Yeah. No, she has to play it for real.
For real. That's what I meant.
Opening.
Doing Secret Santa's? Jensen has Ellie.
It's a crocheted bear, and it says, "How I Want to Die."
It is by artist Oh So Nerdy. It is a cross stitch.
I love it.
Again, it is a bear with his arms out.
Yes, which is How I Want to Die,
and it just
hugging
says,
a bear.
How I Want to Die.
Here's the thing, Jensen, you don't know this. Mm-hmm. In my home, I have a wall of really inappropriate cross stitch.
There you go.
That's really funny.
Wow.
So, wow.
There you are.
All right,
you guys all taking notice of this, right? Because you're going to have to vote a winner.
That is really good.
Okay.
So, does this mean?
Mugs,
does this
I have you. And I just want you to stop being so excited. I put this in a sugarfish bag.
Oh. Which was?
It has nothing to do with it.
It's not part of it.
It's a fake out.
Go ahead.
Again, earlier we stated that the gift wrapping, all those things do not play.
Right. They don't play.
Okay.
But go ahead because it's actually wrapped inside this. So it's
going
to take a minute. But here's my rationale with this. But keep going.
Why do you have to
keep talking? Here's my rationale with this. Because there's a lot to take out.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Mugs is not allowed to wear flip-flops.
Correct.
Kevin gets very upset. Kevin hates his feet. So to watch him every morning come in flip-flops and then sit down and take off the flip-flops and put on shoes, it hurts my soul because I see his soul leave his body. Therefore, I got Mugs something that he could slip on easily.
Holy crap!
That would be...
Oh, that's pretty good.
From his favorite action movie of all time, The Guys from Point Break. break, Muck.
I am an FBI agent with these Vans slip-ons.
Show the camera.
The little hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Were these?
Oh my god!
Were these custom made?
Custom made Vans by a place called The Av.
That is,
unbelievable, yeah. Right?
Is this in Venice?
This is in. Well, now it's okay. Just online.
I have
but
been there.
Yeah.
Are awesome.
Thank you, Muggs. Thank you, Muggs. Your vote doesn't count.
Oh, I don't even want to wear these.
Will the judges please take that into consideration?
I want to put them up on my wall.
So Allie loses.
No. I want to put them up on my wall. I want to display them as a shrine in my home.
Okay. So
I mean,
remember,
I think I'm back in.
Allie gave a whole story about how she wants them to wear them at work. And then he said no. I can't wait to put them on my wall.
Right.
By the way, I also asked everybody on staff their shoe size.
She did.
So no one would know.
Who got them. Okay.
All right. So should
we... Hold on. I think I just made a mess.
This took a real turn.
Let's start with Omar. And we're going to have the people who were not involved vote on who was the best gift giver.
I have to give this one to Allie.
Okay. Thank you, Omar.
Yeah, I got to give it to Allie. Got to go to Allie. Yep.
Thank you.
He doesn't even want to. Okay.
I mean, I enjoy the customization of it.
Holy crap.
Dave?
All right, I took everything into consideration. Mm-hmm. Allie's bagging was great, but I think Allie's disqualified because she requested beer mug. So
No.
That's not how you're supposed to play. Yes.
No.
We're going to have to throw that vote out. Okay, who's next?
Your vote is out. Go on.
Casey.
Yeah,
I'm going with Jensen.
Casey, come on. It doesn't count.
Sorry, we have one for Allie. Casey?
I hate to say Allie, but because they'll last the longest. Because you
hate to say Allie?
No. By the way, Allie.
You came in guns blazing and winning.
Allie is turning the judges.
I don't want to reward that. But that's pretty freaking great.
Okay, thank you, Casey. Casey.
Two for Allie and none for us.
Come on up, Ruben.
Okay.
None for us. Ruben?
Look, everybody had great gifts, and they were all extremely personalized.
Blah, blah, blah.
Allie.
Yeah! That's it, Ruben.
She takes it home.
I believe we can declare a winner.
She takes it home.
Thank you.
I mean,
I really love my gift though, Jensen. I love it so much.
I mean, I'm taking it back.
No!
I hope you left it on your wall.
Everybody, you don't want somebody else to give you something really, really important and you just give them something goofy.
Yeah, no one wants to be at Brookstone on midnight the night before. You know what I mean? Just trying to figure out.
There's nothing wrong with being at Brookstone the night before.
Heating up slippers.
It's Kevin's brand right there.
Just for the record. But Jensen, explain what happened here.
My mom, incredibly loving mother, Haroldine. We've talked to her a few times on air before, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, and also I think it's worth addressing that you guys know my wardrobe and that it's been the same since I was basically 12.
Yes.
I'm a hip-hop guy. I sort of wear hoodies. I wear jeans, sneakers. I throw in a Hawaiian shirt every once in a while. That's a new addition. You know what I wear.
It's
a hat, snapbacks, whatever. Yeah. I'm pretty predictable.
Yes.
My mom got me a gift in college.
A negligee?
That was so shocking. Oh. Honestly, a negligee would have made more sense.
What?
At least I could have handed it off to someone I was dating or something.
Okay.
Why don't we bring her in?
Okay.
Okay. Mom, you there?
I am. I'm bewildered.
Okay. Oh. In college, do you remember, it was about sophomore year Christmas, you got me a pair of leather pants.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Now I don't. Here's the thing. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what. I opened the gift and I was like, "What is this?" And she goes, "Oh, they're leather pants." And I go, "What?" And she goes, "They're leather pants." I go, "Do you see me as a leather pants guy?" And she goes, "I think you'd look great in them."
Leather pants.
Okay. What was your thinking on why I'd look good in leather pants, Mom?
You know what? I have no idea. I liked him, and I thought it was something different, and I didn't realize you would be so stunned and still talking about it at 40 years old.
Right.
I mean, I have no idea. I know you didn't keep him.
Well, I didn't.
Well, look, it is sort of a strange gift, right, in retrospect, Haroldine?
Well, now that I'm back, yes, but leather pants were kind of in then.
Right.
And even though it wasn't his way he dressed, I didn't think – anything of it. I mean, now that I look back, it was kind of weird, I guess.
I mean, were these like red Eddie Murphy delirious leather pants?
No, they were like black Jesse Camp MTV jock tryouts.
Okay.
Like they were like okay. They were like tight and they had like a couple pockets.
Like almost skinny jeans, but
very
leather.
Much. Yeah.
Did you okay. wear them ever?
Okay. Now
like once so that your mom saw you wearing them or?
No.
No?
No, I immediately returned those.
Okay.
But that's not the end of the story.
Okay.
4 years later, it's a Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and we're all sitting around the tree opening gifts,
mm-hmm.
and I open up a Christmas gift, and there are leather pants inside.
Harold Dean,
now, again.
What's going on?
Now, she didn't mean it as a joke, because I immediately was like, oh, that's funny. She goes, no, leather pants, you'll like them. My mom may have forgotten or doubled down in her love of leather pants for me, even though I had not changed my
style. Harold Dean, did you forget?
I don't even remember,
okay.
to tell you the truth.
Right.
I can't even remember that, Jensen. I swear to God.
Is it possible that you kept them and just tried again with the same pair 4 years later? Like, it's 4 years. He'll forget.
What is it that you... Is there something about me in leather pants that you appreciate?
No, I don't. And I don't think I regifted it, no.
No, okay, she's not much of a regifter.
No. You know what,
Jensen, then, So a strange decision to make twice.
But then I did try them on then.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I looked like a hefty bag. Like I was disgusting in them. It could not have fit worse. I looked like, honestly, like a guy who'd walk up to like, you know, young women at a club and be like, what's going on, ladies? Like I looked so gross. But is there something that made you think, you know what, this dude would look great in leather pants?
There's
well,
no
I
way
thought they were cool. You
right.
know, sure. I originally remember buying the first pair. I don't know about the second.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, what was I thinking?
Haroldine, you know what I'm thinking?
What?
Third time's a charm.
Right?
Right?
You have something for Jensen yet?
If this Christmas I open up a box of leather pants.
I need you too.
But, Mom, you have leather pants.
Not anymore.
But you did.
Well,
at
yeah,
that
I
those
did,
are the
yeah,
ones
yeah,
she tried to give you.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder they fit so weird.
Wait, you had them and you liked them?
Yes.
Well, my had leather pants. Yes, I had very expensive leather pants years ago with a jacket, but I don't have those anymore. I have leather pants now that are like leggings.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I
They're
have
like
now.
They're like faux or whatever.
Do you want them, Jensen?
No, yes, he does. He wants them so much.
I don't need them, Santa. But I guess my thing back then was like I was always nervous that she wanted to wear them out at the same time as she was wearing hers.
Like a mother-son leather pants?
That would have been so sweet.
Mother-son leather pant hangout.
Sweet.
No.
For just the two of you.
She calls me before, are you going to wear them leather pants? I'm going to wear my leather pants.
Honestly, if you don't have leather pants under the tree on the 25th, I give up.
Haroldine, look, you have to do it.
It's part of the trend now.
You have to do it.
I cannot believe that. I cannot believe I did it twice.
Right, but a third time is
third time.
But a third time is funny.
Yeah,
and I'll wear him the leggings.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Thanks, Mom.
All right. Thank you for talking to us. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
All
bye.
Right. Bye.
Bye now. All right. We have tickets on the floor.
I
do too. She doesn't remember the second time.
No, she doesn't remember.
That's so funny.
I didn't want to tip her off this weekend.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We have a pair of floor tickets to both nights at the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas at the Honda Center. It's this Saturday and Sunday night, plus Bud Light Platinum VIP party passes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
You're going to have to play a game. It's called Kevin and Bita Roki.
Oh, boy.
It's not the best.
And because we're giving away the Bud Light party passes,
mm-hmm.
winner has to be 21 or older. So don't
Correct.
Be calling in all willy-nilly a 19-year-old, although we love you listening.
Mm-hmm. But you can't win here.
1-800-520-1067 if you're
Spark one up and
like
sing along. Merry Christmas, everybody. Rock, 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 rock and roll Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Rock, 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 rock and roll Christmas. It makes you love the world. Exchanging gifts, hugs, a love and kiss. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Ho,
My chestnut is roasting on an open fire. I'm baking brownies with the marijuana. Spark one up for Christmas. Don't you wish if you open your gift and you find a bag of weed? And don't you like stoner Santa gives you a present like that? I'm so baked! Christmas is a good time of the year. I love you all. You know why? I'm born in Christmas Eve. If you don't believe me, check my DMV. What? Christmas! Whole lot of Christmas, whole lot of weed, whole lot of joints. Do me a favor, just spark one up for Christmas. Santa is a stoner. Can't you see his face? He lights up. Even the reindeer, Rudolph reindeer, the nose is red because he gave him a pass it around. You know what I mean?
A great choice.
And me like
Happy Halloween, everybody. Comedian Brad Williams joins us in studio. Brad, you've never felt more welcome than to walk into a room that is covered in Anaheim Ducks flags.
Woo! I love it. I'm glad to be here. I heard you guys were losing your resident short person. I'm here to apply for the job. Let's do it.
You think that's all that it takes is being short?
I mean, if Chip can do it, then yeah. Okay. That must be the only qualification.
95% of it. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Which, by the way, I knew it was Chip's last day, and I wanted to bring the party. Oh. So I did what you do when you want to bring the party in 2019, and I brought you all a White Claw variety pack.
Which is,
no one
in the room really knew what it was.
No idea.
It is sort of the get up on of alcohol for 2019.
What is it?
It's like a flavored seltzer in the same way that like LaCroix is a flavored soda. Mm-hmm. They've done the same thing except put alcohol in it, and there are four flavors in this pack.
Yeah.
It's black cherry.
Lime, grapefruit, and raspberry.
I was warned. They go, raspberry doesn't taste that good. I go, I'll find out myself. Open it. It tastes terrible.
Like ass, you said.
Like ass. But the rest of them all taste kind of good.
Like
White Claw. Right.
Yeah. Are you a
claw
spokesperson,
is law.
Brad?
Hashtag Claw is law.
Are you out here pimping the brand, or what's going on?
I'm not. I just wanted to bring the party. And I didn't have any Zimas available, so instead I brought some White Claw.
Hey, Brad, you have a mic?
Yeah.
So you don't need to really project like...
But I'm about three White Claws in.
Early. Okay.
It's hard to control the volume of my voice.
Okay.
Brad, by the way, is home this weekend. You can see him at the Brea Improv with five big shows, two tonight, two Saturday, and one on Sunday. Tickets available improv.com, 21 and up.
Yeah, might I say that my mom is coming to the Sunday show.
Great.
She got a party bus.
Oh.
Is bringing 42 desperate housewives from Fullerton.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. So mom's going to be rolling the White Claws.
Does the act change?
Yeah, good question.
She told me that she wants a clean show on Sunday. So if you want the dirtiest show of the weekend, you come to the Sunday show.
That's the wrong thing to tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you want to know exactly what's going on in my wife and I's sex life, then yes, come on Sunday.
Because you guys are trying to get pregnant right now.
We are. We're working on it. We've now that I'm seeing the hockey references all around, we pulled the goalie.
Right.
Okay. Understood.
As they say. So we're trying. And just so you guys know,
having problems hitting the net.
Your wife has a terrific five hole. I knew that.
We had a five-person shootout. That was not fun.
Wow.
That was not fun at all. Never, never invite a Russian. But. Yeah, so we're trying to do that, and in case the listeners are curious, because I know her parents were, it is a 25% chance it's going to be tall if we have a kid, and everyone's like, ooh.
And by tall.
Please,
normal.
God, 6'8". Please.
Yeah,
that would be so great.
Need
hate it.
I mean, I would like that because then my wife couldn't hide snacks from me on the high shelves anymore, and that'd be awesome. I could finally know what s'more Pop-Tarts taste like.
I got you a ladder for your wedding.
You did?
Yes.
And we've used it.
Yes.
It is amazing.
But also, like, if your kid
That's
is
a real, hell of a wedding gift.
If his kid is really tall.
I know.
If your kid's really tall, he could easily hide drugs in the house. There's so many problems. Yeah. He would never be able to catch him.
Well, yeah, my wife is tall.
I don't think either of them would be on your side, Brad.
No. And then, you know, and then, of course, I get older. I try to discipline the kid. Kid just picks me up and drops kick me and says, F you, Dad.
And he's four.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Brad, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Does it take any of the fun out of it? Does it make it feel more like work when you're trying to accomplish something other than just sexy time?
Have you seen my wife? No, it is fun.
Right?
It's still fun. Okay.
It is fun. I outkicked my coverage. Your wife is use more sports references.
Extremely hot.
Yes.
Yeah, you did well.
So it works. There's only one time when sex has truly been awkward between my wife and I, and it is so appropriate that you guys were playing Alabama Shakes on the That's My Jam playlist.
That was my pick.
Because this was about the fifth date that we have had. It was back when I was dating her in San Francisco, and she wanted some sexy time, and she put on the music, and we started having sexy time, but I had never heard Alabama Shakes before. Uh-huh. Alabama Shakes start playing. I stopped the sex and was like, what is this? It is too good. I cannot concentrate on sexy time right now.
You had to turn it off so you could keep focused?
Yes! I had to stop sex with a gorgeous Asian woman to be like, what
to
is
appreciate
this music?
Great music.
How does Alabama Shakes not have that on every album on the back? Brad Williams had to stop sex because we were too good.
Warning, do not play. And that got me thinking the secrets to a good sexy time playlist.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things is you cannot have a song that you know.
Because can't have a song that you know.
Because then you start...
The memories.
Yeah,
yes.
Memories, lyrics. Like, Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. That's the sexiest song of all time. Maybe, but then you start, like, going in rhythm with the song, and you'll sing it as... And, like, if you're... Yeah. And if you're having fun with your partner, and you hear that first... Wah, 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 yeah. Everyone starts laughing. Everyone starts laughing.
Just because it's too porny?
It's too porny. It's too on the nose. So what I say is, if you want a good sexy time playlist, first of all, start off with Rammstein.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
I like it. I like where your head is.
You get a good pace. Nothing but Firefly. You know, you get that. By the way, it sounds like a curse word, but it's just German. Every word sounds like a curse word in German.
Sure.
But yeah, start off with the Rammstein, then you get a nice rhythm going.
That's like a jackhammer rhythm that you don't want to start with.
That's what Brad does, man.
It's how he wants to dominate.
I just listen to all of Chef songs from South Park. It's very helpful.
Strong.
Yeah. I listen to podcasts.
Sexy. Yeah.
Podcast material.
Jensen gets down to This American Life.
Yeah. It's like, I like all the Marc Maron commercials and stuff.
We have to take a quick break. Our friend Brad Williams is here. Brea Improv, 5 big shows this weekend. Follow him on Twitter @FunnyBrad. It's BradWilliamsComedy.com. We'll be right back. Week 100 of Keep It 100. You'll get a chance to get your song on this playlist in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. But today we are celebrating the 100th week by playing only songs that you have requested in the past. That one is Ian in Burbank back in week 85. Moby along with Gwen Stefani. We are, I don't want to bring this up again, Kevin, but we're running out of show.
Yeah, no, it's placed.
And I still haven't heard Fireflies.
It's placed in a very specific location so that it can be spotlighted.
Owl City, though, right? We're talking about Owl City Fireflies.
Same thing, yeah.
Okay.
It needs its own spotlight.
Our friend Brad Williams in studio with us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Brad is in town for the Brea Improv. 5 shows this weekend, tonight, Saturday and Sunday, improv.com. Brad, I had a question for you.
I have an answer.
Jensen recently decided as an adult, as a man who's almost 40 years old, that he was going to change up his style. He decided he was going to start wearing something different.
Okay.
And you can't tell today because he didn't do it, but he decided to start wearing Hawaiian shirts every day.
Here's what it is.
Okay, fluffy.
No, it's button-up shirts.
Okay.
The first one I decided to come in wearing was very colorful and had trees on it and tigers.
Mm-hmm.
This today is a button-up blue, obviously
like
very
a
subtle. Yeah, it's a and so They think I'm wearing just colorful ones. This is part of the new style.
Okay, so you were wearing shirts that were featured heavily in Hot Topic.
No, like
yeah,
like,
yes, heavily.
No, that's accurate.
Well, heavily.
Specifically more streetwear stuff, but yes.
90s references.
Yes, that's a little more.
Okay.
So he's tried to grow up a little bit. We started talking about being able to change your fashion at whatever age, and if it's sure. cool to do, and mm-hmm. I think you can. And I think when we first met you, I don't think you were wearing the Newsies cap. But that seems to be like your full-time look now.
Yeah.
Is the Newsies cap. What's that about?
Do you want the fake answer or the real answer?
How about both?
Okay. I want both.
Fake answer. You know, I'm just trying to reinvent myself.
Okay.
Trying to have a new look. Sure. That, you know, trying to stay fresh with the kids. Uh-huh. And so
because the kids don't get bored.
They're all wearing the
Newsies caps.
They're all wearing the Newsies caps.
You're nailing it.
Real answer. Having some receding hairline problems. So that's the real
way to
answer.
Go, Bean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brad, you're a dwarf. No one's looking at your hairline.
Well, maybe more
Everyone's
people are looking
at my hairline.
Hairline.
Everyone's looking at my hairline. That's literally the only thing you
hairline
see.
Hairline and top
and
of his head.
Stare down. Like, yeah. If I'm saying
that's not the takeaway from you. Okay?
If I'm 6'4", sure, no one sees the bald spot, but literally. Everyone sees the bald.
Listen.
Chip gawks at my bald spot.
Listen, we've had many conversations about how the fact that it's pretty in now to shave your head and just be bald.
It is.
I don't know.
Go Jason Statham. Go The Rock.
But it's attractive to women.
But see, they're big and swole. I'm 4'4". If I shaved my head, they'd be like, wow, that kid's going through a rough time. Like, it's not going to be good for me.
It's
so.
Not all hot dudes that are buff. Mike Judge isn't like a swole, big, buff dude. That is one of the hottest dudes ever.
He has millions of dollars.
Okay,
you have
right,
that sexy
okay.
beard. That's not going away.
He could wear anything and he would be
all right,
sexy.
Okay.
Come on. So that's why I wear the Newsies caps.
But it could have been a baseball cap, though.
I guess, but it's
a Newsies cap.
Well, he's going for like the Sam Jackson thing. Like, you'll always see him in
a
Kangol.
In a Kangol, mm-hmm. right?
And now Brad will always be in a Newsie cap.
Yes,
right.
Until I get enough money to go to Beverly Hills and get the plugs that I so desire.
Should we do a GoFundMe?
GoFundMe for plugs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Brad needs his plugs.
What's this other thing that I hear about trouble in your wife's circle of friends?
Oh.
Are you allowed to talk about this, or will this get you in trouble at home and you'll never get her pregnant?
Both.
It will. Don't care. I need this out here.
All right, we already have a couple of minutes, I'm sorry to say, but what's going on?
Fire away. Okay, so when you get married, you don't just marry the person. You marry everything about them, mm-hmm. including their friends. Right. So my wife has this friend, okay? Her name is Carol. That's
Uh-oh.
Her real name.
Uh-oh.
I'm putting it out there because I do not like her.
Oh,
I want her to hear this because she's this friend where she's perpetually single, so she's trying to ruin everyone else's relationship so they can be as lonely and as miserable as her.
Wow.
What she does is she goes on these relationship survey sites, reads them, and you're supposed to share the results with your husband or your boyfriend. She doesn't have a husband or a boyfriend because she's 100% pure Carol. So what she does instead is she shares the results with my wife and goes, oh, are you doing enough activities with Brad? You should be doing more activities with Brad. That's how you guys know you love each other. If you're doing a lot of activities together.
Carol. So Carol's driving you out of your mind.
Yes, because then here's what we know as straight men. When your wife comes to you and says, hey, we have something that we're doing together today, we know 100% it's going to be something that she loves and that we hate. 100% of the time. No man's ever woken up with a free Saturday and thought to himself, sweet! Flea market! That has never happened.
He's not wrong.
It has never happened. So my wife comes to me the other day and goes, I've made some plans. And I'm like, well, crap. She's like, I've been talking with Carol.
That's
bad.
A nightmare.
That's never going to be followed
bad
with.
Bad news.
I'm going to please you for 30 minutes and then shut the hell up for the rest of the day. That's never going to be followed with that.
That's not Carol's advice?
No.
Okay.
So my wife gets this huge smile on her face and goes, okay, we are going apple picking.
What? To you specifically?
You want to take your midget husband.
I support this.
I totally
support this.
Are you bringing the catapult to the tree?
This is the best idea ever. I love your wife and I love Carol.
I'm Team Carol.
Carol. I hate Carol. F Carol.
Apple picking.
So of course. Thank you for that, Allie.
Thanks for pointing that out. That was good.
So I go. And
you went already.
Yeah,
okay.
I went. It was 4 hours.
And you just had to carry the bucket?
It was me just staring. just staring up, going like, "Wow, that's a sweet apple."
That's a good one right there.
I wish I could pick that one.
Would love to see that. Couldn't get it. Carol is ruining my weekend.
Carol's the best.
Next weekend is Carol suggesting pick up basketball.
Brad is at the Brea Improv tonight, Saturday and Sunday. You can't miss him. He's one of the funniest comedians you'll ever see in your whole life. And especially Sunday night with his mom there with her friends. Oh, that's going to be the best.
42 friends.
42
friends.
Get Brad logo.
And then we're going to give away tickets to both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas and the Bud Light VIP party passes.
Yep. It's too much.
It's too much for me to say. Right there.
Well, considering you can't even buy either night now.
Right.
They're both sold out. So
that's 7 o'clock hour. So we're out of time now for this break.
We have plenty of time because it's the most wonderful time of the year. Yes, my friends, it's that time of year where we reflect on the year. And
we do
because you guys do beautiful work. And basically, this break just allows me to make fun of you. So it's time for top 10 moments with of 2019.
Top 10 moments with. Come on, come all, come on and have some fun, cause you will not believe how the Kevin and Bean Show is so dumb. They're a little slow and definitely no wordsmiths. Come on, let's laugh. It's Top 10 Moments with.
Of 2019.
Dumb. Now, you know, you guys do good work. You've done better work in the past years.
I mean, this is such a buttering up.
Yep. Because the total amount of moments with that we had this year was only 16, which is really disappointing.
That's pretty low.
That's a miracle.
It's very low. The average is about 30.
Whoa.
Yeah. We need to step it up.
You guys need to step it up. Right. So overall for...
I'm willing to do my part.
You should. For 2019, Kevin came in with 7.
Okay. Oh, I was thinking 8.
Okay.
USA!
USA!
R.I.P. Bean came in with 6.
Okay.
Wow, very close.
Jensen had only 1.
Hey!
Oh, Jensen.
And then Allie came in with 2.
Okay.
All right. Okay. But you have a top 10?
Now I have the top 10.
Okay.
Now let's start. I think we dodged the bullet with Bean dying this year, guys.
Really?
Because, he was really going downhill, and this...
He was going downhill because he was dying, yes.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And this is a perfect example.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Well,
get people that excited and then just... However that sentence is supposed to end.
It's a great point. Great point, Bean.
That was a moment with Bean.
Very un-Bean-like.
Yes. Very un-Bean-like.
Wow. Except for this past year when he was a senioritis.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, he checked out in March. Yeah. You know? Yesterday, my friends, Kevin gifted us.
I agree.
This is already in the top 10.
It blew my mind. When Dave chimed in, are you listening to this?
Yeah.
And I went back and listened to it. Please enjoy.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
How much do you think the average American spends on snacks in a lifetime?
Very good question.
In a lifetime?
Yeah.
Very good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 4 million.
In a what?
The average American spends $4 million of snacks in their lifetime?
In their whole life. Wait, their whole life.
$4 million?
Is that
high? No, people don't make $1 million in a lifetime.
I know, it's a life.
Oh my God, I can't. Are you serious?
Did I say million? I meant thousand.
That was a moment with Kevin.
I just realized my first reaction was, in a what?
Yeah.
trying to understand where he was going.
Oh, man.
Okay, number 8, Jensen comes in.
Yes.
Well, we know what this is. My only one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is a weird one for me because behind the scenes, when I was the one that caught it. Mm-hmm. And I send it to Bean, and usually he okays it or says, it's not up to par. But I think Kevin has always set the bar so high.
Hey, take it easy.
That Bean originally said, I don't think this is the one with. And I kind of had to talk him into it.
Okay.
And this is Jensen talking to Fluffy.
And now, a moment with Jensen.
I grew up out here, you know, like, I've never left. I've only been in snow, like, 3 times ever in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that how you are, or since you've traveled, like, is that still crazy to you? 1 degree?
That was a moment with Jensen.
Now, even weirder, none of us in the room got fazed by it.
That's scary.
Yeah, no, that's
terrifying. Because then I heard it later and was like, that was me?
Yeah, that's insane. That's a real journey.
Woof.
At number seven, Bean comes back, and he just has trouble pronouncing Key and Peele. He can't get the names right. And please play close attention, because even you could hear the worry in Bean's voice.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Would you have ever expected after the Key and Peele's...
What?
After the Key and Peele years, that Jordan Peele would go off to...
Key and Peele years.
What did I say?
Key and Pee?
Oh, no. That was a moment with Bean. Oh, no.
And here's further proof that we dodged the bullet with Bean dying this year. He comes in again at number six.
And now, a moment with Bean.
There's a trucker trying to make it from, you know, from Fargo to a city in Michigan. Or wherever.
I don't know where he's going. I haven't seen the manifest.
I mean, your shift is going to go great if that's any.
I feel like I shouldn't have been able to come up with any other city.
That was a moment with Bean.
Excellent.
All right, now we're approaching the top five, and Allie comes in at number five.
Yes, great.
And here she is trying to help.
And now, a moment with Allie.
The board game Risk.
Yeah.
Apparently,
is that the one, like, you sunk my battleship?
No, that's Battleship.
That's actually called Battleship.
Which I know is going to shock you.
That was a great ad.
That was a moment with Allie.
I don't even remember that. That's bad.
Very good.
And number four, Kev Dog. Nice. Here you
great.
Go.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Like my search history, see like, you know, creepy mannequin like Ricky and be like, what's happening here? What's wrong with her?
That's best case scenario for you.
What?
Best case scenario for you. What just happened? Sorry, I have a cough drop in my mouth.
That was a moment with Kevin.
How many people do you think the cough drop explanation worked on?
Zero.
Zero. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All
right. At number three, another reason we're glad Bean's dead.
And now, a moment with Bean.
I love seasonal items. Same. I love it when Starbucks does their, what's their deal that they do at Christmas time? You know, when they come out with that? That's special.
What is it?
Coffee, the blended, the thing that's the pumpkin spice. Hey. Yes, I love the pumpkin spice.
That was a moment with Bean.
I like when people realize the room has went silent.
Yeah.
Because
they
go, uh-oh. Like, they know it's on.
I texted Bean's dead phone yesterday just to say, hey, you got a lot of moments with this year. If you're interested, he's like, oh, I'm so busy trying to get everything together.
Oh, he's never coming back.
So he said, I think R.I.P. Bean is still R.I.P. Bean.
Yeah.
Cool. At number two, you know what? When Allie comes, she comes hard.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay.
Wow.
And wow. You want to rephrase that?
What have you heard?
And I don't even know what word she's trying to pronounce here, but here you go.
And now, a moment with Allie.
We believe in the magnanimity. What's that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Is that what's word?
Oh, no. Well, how long we got? We're on till 9:30?
Magnanimity?
I mean, you're getting closer.
Magnanimity?
Oh, man. This has never happened.
You should, you know what you should do is pre-read these stories.
That was a moment with Allie.
I had tears streaming down my face. I still don't know how to say that word.
It's a great excuse to just say I've never said this word.
That is good. It's better than cough drop.
Yeah.
By the way, the rule is don't help anyone.
Oh, no.
I made that rule.
Yeah.
Jensen is really enforcing it well.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
at the beginning,
really
he was like, nope, everyone just stay out.
I clear the room now. I have like
let
the,
her drown.
The airline sticks. I go, please, let her land.
Yep.
Last year, number one went to Allie McKay with her brilliant Blink-182 question, if we could remember that.
Sure, I remember.
Okay. Yeah. And then something happened. The following break, Kevin said, you know what, Allie? You don't take my crown. You're not going to steal my
Wait,
throne.
What?
Literally, the next segment was it.
The She's Kerosene moment.
Yes, we were doing Kevin and Bean Aroki.
Yeah.
Literally, the next segment.
So, since we didn't get to include that as number one.
I'm sorry, what year was that?
No,
what
no, no.
year
See,
was that?
But we work in a fiscal
what
calendar.
What year was that?
Fiscal.
Fiscal. 360.
Was that 2018?
It's a fiscal year.
These are the top 10 moments of the last 365 days.
Was it 2018?
Yes, good point. Good point.
Hey, listen to Jensen.
It was 2018.
365 days.
And I'm objecting. Way, I object, Your Honor.
This is too good to object, my brother.
Okay.
Hit it.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It started out like any other morning. The sky was red and it took a warning. She had the hold on, let me take that part again.
You're reading it.
She had the now and the beers are swarming.
What?
Bees, not beers.
She had the hive, now the beer
hit the hive.
She hit the hive and
I didn't even hear what night this was.
Night one. Oh, good God.
Should I start over?
Yes.
It's night one.
That was unbelievable.
How's it going? Dude, how's it going?
Sorry, me?
Yeah.
Good.
What's your name?
Is that really important?
It is if we're going to become friends. What are you doing for Christmas this year?
Probably go spend it with family.
Mind if I come along?
Not enough room for that.
I'm making fudge over here. I can bring that. Hey, how's it going? Dude, how's it going?
Good.
Don't you just love Christmas time?
Oh, yeah.
You make a Yule log or eggnog?
What's that?
You make a Yule log or eggnog? One or two?
Oh, two.
How's that going for you? I'm making something over here. Looks a lot like a fruitcake. Can you take a second and tell me the story of the baby Jesus?
All the animals and all the wise men.
Yeah. What's up with all that?
I don't know.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going? Dude, how's it going?
Fine.
What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, don't you just love Christmas? Know what I mean? My belt buckle is made out of mistletoe.
Why don't you shut the
f*** up? Hey, how's it going? Dude, how's it going?
How are you?
What's your name? Dude, what's your name?
Not now, man.
You like Christmas time like I do? Dude, you like Christmas time?
No.
You know what I call my penis? You know what my nickname is for my penis?
Excuse me?
You know what my nickname is for my penis? J.
jolly old Saint Dick.
I don't want to hear this, man.
Come on, it's jolly old Saint Dick.
Jensen,
yes.
All the years that Mike Tyson has been in the public eye, mm-hmm. we're still learning new things about him.
He's evolving as a human being, it would appear. I don't know if anyone knows, but Mike Tyson is real into weed now. So much so that he has pretty much changed his entire life in order to focus on it. Mm-hmm. So, for example, he has a podcast that went viral this last week for a good reason called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. You get it? Mm-hmm. You get it?
Yep.
You guys get it?
Okay. Because he's a boxer.
Yeah, it's uh-huh. him and an ex-football player named Eben Britton. Or Brighton. It's Britton. Eben Britton. And these guys sit around in a small room. And they podcast, and you see it either audio, you know, you see it either on YouTube or you can listen to just the audio. When you watch it on YouTube, it literally starts as a clear room, and about 20 minutes in, you barely see them. It's so fogged up. But friend of the show, Jimmy Kimmel, did do it 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Is that right?
Yeah, and so it's they have really good guests that come by, and this last week they had rapper Jim Jones in. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it is a wildly, wildly entertaining podcast. I kind of went into this thinking.
This one or his in general?
It is. These okay. are pretty funny. Mike Tyson is in a weird portion of his life.
Yeah.
If you want to know how into weed he is, let's start with a clip where he explains the upcoming weed theme park he's creating.
So, I seen today they said you building a weed resort or something.
Yeah, brother. Absolutely. I got 420 acres. There go right.
There's the blueprint. 420
acres, man. And we're going to make this
Desert
like
Hot Springs, Palm Springs.
Oasis in the desert, man. It's right there in the 10 highway. On one side, we're going to have where we have, you know what I mean, the golf and there. We're going to have
you can smoke blunts while you golf.
Absolutely. Chilling at the pool, brother.
Cannabis friendly, my friend.
Yeah, he has dedicated.
I want him to build that so badly.
Oh, it's supposedly. I mean, they pulled out the blueprints as he was saying it.
Now, that's the singles party, you guys.
Right?
Yeah. Well, he says that they are going to have like a Coachella kind of thing there with a music festival, and he really goes into full detail.
I'm watching this the episode you're discussing with rapper Jim Jones. I've never seen Mike Tyson with a beard before. He looks like David Alan Greer now.
He does, and it's a lot of gray. And also, can you notice how much he smiles now?
Oh, yeah. He's having the time of his life.
Yeah, he really is. And so much so that this podcast, because he's so loosened up and stoned, he drops gems like this when asked what the most money he's ever spent on jewelry is.
What was the most expensive piece of jewelry you ever bought, Mike?
I bought a gold chain for like $7 million.
What?
Wow, bro.
Wait, what, a gold chain?
No, a diamond chain. I'm sorry.
Diamond chain.
A chain yeah, for seven diamond. M's?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That wasn't a smart purchase.
He admits later how much a dumb purchases he's made.
Wow.
But you want to know the real follow-up on that is that he gave that away. And that's his whole thing. Like, he talks about buying cars and planes and houses, and he just is like...
And tigers.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm trying to feed my inside soul. Like, I'm trying to feed what I feel like I'm missing, and I just could never do it, and so I would just get rid of it, because why do I need it? It's not helping me.
I need to be his friend.
Yeah. I mean,
I need a chain worth seven M's.
Stone, and a tiger.
Stoned
a tiger.
Mike Tyson is completely different. so much so, as the show, it's an hour long, and I mean, they get... stone. Like, they are out of their minds. They must be smoking incredible weed. Because here he goes into a rant about how the internet has told him that it rains diamonds on other planets.
Oh, it rain diamonds in certain planets like Jupiter and
what?
It rains diamonds.
What?
Show him. You believe that they tell you, right? If that tell you it's true, you believe it, right? If that machine, these geeks made tell you it's true, you'll believe it. I don't know if it's true, but this geek mother told me it was true. And it's on information.
It rains diamonds?
No, I don't know if this is true. I don't want to believe it. That's why they send these planets. You know when they send those little s*** up to Mars and and they land and they dig into
diamonds.
Mars. Yeah, all this diamond. Three.
Okay, all right, okay. So I'm telling you, the first 20 minutes is pretty legible. Like, the first 20 minutes, you're like, oh, that's a cool podcast. And then by about 30 minutes, it's just like, ah. Now, listen to this laugh I caught from Mike Tyson while he was stoned.
Isn't that creepy?
Worth it.
That's a real thing.
Isn't that creepy?
I mean, it is so crazy. That I mean, and the whole podcast, again, it's like just hanging out with the most stoned people you know. And the reason that this has went viral is because there's a small part of the podcast. Honestly, it's worth listening to. A very small, I don't know, 15-second clip about how much weed he is smoking with his friends at the resort. That's this
sat down and it made perfect sense for all the weed that I smoke and for the years, the different type
all
of
weed
that we
have. All the money you pay for this.
Oh, definitely that too.
We invested a lot.
Yeah, yo, we got what is that?
A lot of research.
What do we smoke a month? Is it 40,000 a month?
We smoke
40,000 a month.
We smoke 10 tons of weed at the ranch a month.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
That doesn't seem humanly possible.
How many people at the ranch?
Not that many.
800,000?
They talk about, you know, who works there and stuff. It just seems, I mean, I would assume it's under, I would assume it's 8 to 10 people based on how they talk about it on the podcast.
That's a lot of weed.
That is insane.
10 tons.
That's more than a ton each in a month. Like, well, and in the podcast, you could see if that's how they're smoking weed. I mean, there is never a second where they're not smoking weed. So, like, even when they finish something, they start again immediately. So maybe they're living a life where it's just in their mouth, like almost no sleep.
Wow.
Smoking weed all
Snoop-like.
The time. Snoop-like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't even think Snoop is in a situation where he's spending $40,000.
I don't think
I
either.
Assume Snoop's in a world where he's just handed weed out in the streets.
Yeah. So, like the Doug Benson life where you never have to buy it, right?
Never have to buy it. But yeah, if you've learned anything from me today, it's that Mike Tyson's podcast is pretty good. But, you know, maybe spend less on weed.
Isn't that creepy?
Look, look, look.
Mm-hmm. I got problems already.
You saw my tweet?
Yeah.
We live in a divided nation for a number of reasons. We fight about politics, and we fight about guns, and we fight about right to choose, and we fight about religion. Did I say religion?
Yeah.
We fight about a lot of things, and now we're fighting about chips.
Yeah.
And I think we need to understand that people do have different opinions. Doesn't make them bad people. Doesn't make them un-American.
Bad isn't disgusting. But they are disgusting.
It's okay to have a different opinion on this topic, I think, Judson.
Mm-hmm. I'm not as mad at Bean right now as if he picked one other one.
But the nation seems to like that chip.
Well, the nation's wrong.
Lay it out for us, Judson. It started with whom?
On Twitter, a comedian named Kevin Fedricks posted a video of himself and two other comedians, Tahir Moore and Tony Baker. They look to be backstage at a show. And you know those variety packs of chips that you can get at like a Costco or I guess even at a market, but it's all one company's chips.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So like they're smaller, individual sized. This was the Lay's variety pack. That's what it's called.
Yeah, so it's like four bags each, little bags of a bunch of their different products.
That's right. And they posted a video online of them ranking them and listened just to the emotions that are let loose by just trying to put them in order.
All y'all decisions cool show ranch. Is y'all grew up in good households.
Cool Ranch. Off the rim.
Cool, cool Ranch.
Off the rim.
Cool Ranch. Everything else can go to...
Oh, you ain't eating nothing. Cool Ranch. I'm going to go Cool Ranch. Nah. Barbecue, nah. Doritos,
okay.
Fritos, Lay's, or Cheetos, Lay's, then Fritos.
Well, you gonna disrespect?
No, Fritos, no. I probably wouldn't even eat chips
you
if
ready for this?
Okay, all right. So that opened up a huge, I guess, debate online. A guy who's been coming up on this show a lot, Yashir Ali, who is on Twitter. He's like a journalist and stuff, but he posted it and he put his list up and then it spread like wildfire.
I'm telling you, this is the guy that was one of the ones that pushed Towelgate. He's the one that had so many washcloths. So
that's right.
Yashar is screwing everyone.
This is now Chipgate. And a lot of people...
I'm starting to wonder if Yashar is a Russian plant or something like that.
He's a bot.
He really...
It seems like...
He goes viral very fast. So here's what's in the Lay's variety pack. And we need to now figure out, in order for me to work here any further...
All right.
I need to know where everyone stands. Because here's what's in the variety pack. Lay's regular potato chips. Lay's barbecue chips, Cheetos, which is the normal shriveled Cheeto. It's just the cheese.
Oh, not the puff.
Nope. Just the, and not the fire hot. No,
okay,
just
cheese. Normal. Okay.
Cool Ranch Doritos, mm-hmm. cheese Doritos, and Fritos. That's what comes in the variety pack.
Okay.
Mm. Now, I'm going to let you know, a lot of the issues online fell into where Fritos laid, where Fritos sat. Here's what I have. Do you want to hear what I have
yes,
first?
Yes, please.
Okay. Absolutely.
Because there's too much love for Fritos online. I'm going to say that out loud.
Mm-hmm. Are Fritos a garbage chip in your mind?
They're not even a chip.
I think it's a piece of corn.
Okay.
All right, here we go. And then it's not even my last, just so you know.
It's not my last.
Okay,
either.
Great. Cheese Doritos, one. Mm-hmm. Two Cheetos. Three Lay's Barbecue. Four Lay's Original. Five Fritos. Six Cool Ranch.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that, no. No.
That's insane. No. Jensen, you and I are never going on a road trip together. I can tell you that right now.
Or do you go with him because he's not eating good stuff?
Right, and then you just get your own, yes. all your chips? Okay,
yeah.
Bean, you go next.
I haven't ranked them in order, but I will tell you that but Cool Ranch is number one by a wide margin.
No.
By a wide margin.
Also, and, the smell in that road trip, but no.
And barbecue Lay's are dead last by a large margin.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I got
You're
no room for
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
No.
Cheetos would be pretty low on the list for me as well.
What are you doing? Where's your top is Cool Ranch. What's your two?
Original Lay's, probably.
Okay.
You know, I have a very mild palate, as you guys know.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'm Mr. Grape Nuts.
Yeah, favorite food is toast.
Yeah, and I don't even care for nacho cheese Doritos either. I just I don't.
God,
honestly, I think
pretended.
I would eat the Cool Rays and the Original Lay's, and I think I would just give the rest away. I would just dump the rest of them. Wouldn't even bother ranking
them. He's pretended to be a normal human for so long.
This is upsetting.
Allie, how about you? What's your number one?
Number one is nacho cheese Doritos.
Really?
I'm right with you.
Obviously. Yeah! Number two is Cool Ranch Doritos.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Number three is Lay's Barbecue.
Yes, I'm with you there.
Cheetos fell for me because I'm a fan of the puff Cheetos.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't like higher. The shriveled up D ones.
Mm. And I'm only Flaming Hot. If Flaming Hot were on there, that would be my number one, but that's not an option.
I will say Flaming Hot might be tied for one for me if it was in, but it's not in the variety pack, so move on, yeah.
So yeah, so I've got Nacho Cheese, Cool Ranch, Lay's Barbecue, then I put Cheetos, and then honestly, Fritos and Original Lay's can go either way because they're both ass.
When did we, as a nation, turn on Fritos?
But not
Fritos are fine in a Frito pie. On their own, it's like you took a chip, you chewed it up, you put it back together, and made it into a curl.
I will say, though, the nation liked Fritos more than you'd think.
It's insane.
Yeah, very much so. Now, Chris Evans weighed in.
Yes.
He is Captain America, of course.
Oh.
And he got a bunch of the other celebrities to start weighing in as well.
Yeah.
Chris Evans has Cool Ranch at number one, as all good Americans do.
Disgusting.
Okay. Then Cheetos.
Fine.
Then Nacho Cheese Doritos, which
Fine.
I know you guys both like. Yeah. Then Fritos.
No, too early. Too early.
No.
Too early.
Then Barbecue Lay's, and then Original Lay's.
Mm. Oh, I'm not going to.
After that, Questlove weighed in, also with Cool Ranch at number one, by the way.
It's not.
It seems like it is. Then he went Cheetos, then regular Ritos, then Barbecue Lay's, then Fritos, then regular ass Lay's. Then 90s TV star Danielle Fishel weighed in. Do you guys know her?
Yeah.
I've heard of her, yeah.
He says she is very much in agreement.
That's
the
only surprise of this list.
She is very much in agreement with Chris Evans, but she would switch Nacho Cheese and Cool Ranch. Other than
that's
that,
what
she's
I
did. On. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you and Danielle need to go on a road trip together. It sounds like Monica Lewinsky also weighed in.
Oh, all right.
She put chili Fritos at number one?
Well, yeah, Frito
Pie. I mean, if we were just being creative here, we could do all sorts of stuff.
Frito Pie saves the day because you don't get the ass Frito
taste. Oh, no, chili cheese is a different type of Frito.
Chili cheese Frito.
Yes.
I thought she was saying, like, making a Frito Pie.
No, beat it, Monica.
She also put Funyuns on the list.
Okay, Monica, stop it.
She's making her own rules still.
She maybe doesn't understand. And then she closes with, don't waste calories on the rest. So she definitely has drawn a line this year. I don't know, man. I wonder about us avoiding a civil war for reals in 2020 in America, but I think we may have a civil war for reals in 2019 in America if we continue discussing this list. So maybe it's best just to put it aside.
Yeah, more like Uncool Ranch.
Here's a newscast.
So you just wrapped up a nice meal, maybe even a nice date.
Bro, I'm not your date.
But then comes time to figure out how much you're going to tip.
It's a seemingly insignificant decision, but it can add up over time. So much so that making one simple change could save you over $400 without looking cheap.
Whoa.
So the question is, what's the right way to tip, and how much is the right amount?
And who, more importantly?
Yeah, I mean, this right? is it's just weird that this came up, because for the last 2 weeks, it's been bothering me. I had a tire blowout on the freeway. I've had some car issues lately. Mm-hmm. And I was too far from a tire place, so AAA had to tow me to it to get a replacement. And I was thinking, do I tip this guy?
The tow truck guy.
Yeah, like he's not towing me from a expired meter or anything. He's helping me out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
and more importantly, he is providing the service that you pay your annual fee to AAA for.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm paying him in essence. Yeah.
You're paying the company. Yeah.
I don't think I would have, but I would have certainly wondered.
So he gets ready to leave, and Danielle goes, "Did you tip him?" And I go, "I don't know if I'm supposed to." And she goes, "I think you are." And so I go outside and hand him $10, and I'm telling you, it's a given.
Because he accepted it like, of course you should.
Oh, thanks, man. Like, not even a question if that's, thanks so much. Just thanks. Yeah. And took the 10. So I think the answer to that one is yes. But since then, I've been thinking, did I miss that course?
I did too then, because I have no idea.
I wouldn't have known that.
Who to tip and who not to tip. And by the way, there's a lot of people that are trying to weasel their way into the tipping game, where they put a little jar out that says tip, and you go, I would have never thought of tipping.
Well, I also sometimes don't tip. If I pay cash on something, right, I won't tip in that case because I don't have the cash or I don't think of it. Mm-hmm. But if someone in a credit card situation has the tip on the receipt,
if there's a line for it,
I'll use.
You sort of have to.
I feel shamed into it.
Right.
And then there's the new screens that say 10, 15, 20%. Mm-hmm. I've been to places that are 20, 25, 30%.
Oh, they should start at 20.
I think 20 is always
really?
They absolutely.
I don't think it should start at 20. I think it should be 15, 20, 25.
Depends on where you're going. If it's a nice place, yeah.
Or 15, 18, 20, and always pick 20. And shame those who don't.
Start at 20.
I mean, I don't know.
What about this case? What about I call, I order food, mm-hmm. I get in my car, I drive there, I pick up the food and bring it home. Do I tip?
Well, you're tipping the chef.
Yeah,
because I'm doing most of the work.
You're doing most
all
the work.
Did you make the food?
I didn't.
Okay.
But he paid for the food. He paid for somebody to make the food.
Thank you, Bean.
But a lot of people do $1, $2 there.
That's what I do.
No matter what the bill is.
I do it. And you feel, even then you feel bad because it's a $30 order you're picking up and it looks bad that you're only putting $2 on. But remember, you didn't go in there and take up a table and have a server and have a busboy and have all that stuff. All right. You dealt with was the counterperson and the chef. So I feel like a couple of dollars is fine there.
All right. I got one for you. Pizza delivery.
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, no. I'm saying you do for sure. I'm talking totals.
How much? Okay.
I go 3 to 5.
Me too.
$3 to $5.
Yeah.
No matter if you order like 6 pizzas, same?
6 pizzas, 5 to 10. You're, okay. A catering situation kind of thing?
Like no. I'm just saying.
Like you're having people at your hungry. House.
I'm just saying, does it matter how much food you get?
Yes.
And how much you tip?
3 to 5 for my dinners.
Okay.
And then say I have a bunch of people over for a basketball game or something, 5 to 10. No matter how many pizzas at that point.
Here's the thing. You are real stoked if you see me. Because I'm so bad at math that I'm just giving you whatever bill I have that's highest.
Right.
I'm not kidding. Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
All right. What about if you're working and the air conditioning goes out and it is boiling, blistering hot, and a guy appears almost out of nowhere, practically instantly, and fixes the air conditioner, and now you're in frosty, cool conditions?
Allie tipped him.
Actually, Richard tipped me, if you know what I'm saying.
I guess my question is, would Richard deserve a tip for coming and saving our show this morning?
Well, we're coworkers.
Yeah.
I think that would be...
Like, I don't feel like we should have.
No.
Although we couldn't have been more happy.
But if he was a third party, I could argue maybe we tip him.
My rule is, if someone is doing something that I'm glad I'm not doing, I tip. Mm-hmm. Always. Always, yes.
Can I ask you another one?
Yeah.
Store owners that are also...
You threw me with this yesterday,
What does this
Jensen?
Mean, store owners?
So, for example, there's a nail salon. The owner gives you the pedicure, manicure, whatever. I've been told that you're not supposed to tip the owner of the business.
Okay, I have gone to the same salon for 10 years, and my hairdresser owns it. If you're telling me I shouldn't have been tipping this dude all these years...
I just was told it. I don't know if that's
correct.
You
could have another couple $100,000 right now, Alex.
But I don't understand the logic behind that, Jensen, because owner or not, that person is still performing the same task that you would tip an employee for. They're still doing the manicure pedicure.
Listen, this is a dumb hill to die on because I don't necessarily believe in it. But I was told because they pull from the store, they make a bunch of profits from the store. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you have to give them the service money because they're being paid much more than the rest of the service. If you want a tip because it goes into a big, you know, circle for everyone, like right. everyone gets their money, that's fine. But what I was told is that it's not etiquette-based to tip the owner.
What if you go to one of those yogurt places?
Well, that's a killer. Yogurtland.
Right? Yogurtland.
That means you...
So you never even think of tipping because you go, you get it, you put it
you
in
put
your
the
thing.
Toppings on.
You put the toppings on. You do all of the work. All they do is take your money. But they have a little tip thing right there.
That's crazy.
They do keep the space clean and they do refill toppings. Those are two mm-hmm. things they do. But I can't imagine tipping more than a dollar when I've done all of the work. Also, here's another one. Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue.
Oh, because you think you're doing the work there.
I've done everything.
Okay.
They should tip me.
Let's take a one call real quick on line one, just because this is perhaps a clarification from Manuel about Jensen's AAA story. Manuel, Los Angeles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you guys doing? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
The reason I think Jensen should have tipped or it was okay that he tipped was because he didn't know how to change his own time.
Correct.
He doesn't know how to change his own tires.
But
an important distinction.
That's why you pay AAA the $65 a year, though, so you don't have to change a flat tire.
I understand.
They're already being paid.
He didn't have to have flat, for example.
I'm sorry, there's something wrong with his phone.
He still paid AAA $65. He wasted the money anyway.
Well, in my defense, I didn't have a spare, so he had to bring a spare. But that is irrelevant because I don't know how to change a tire. Thank you for pointing that out, Manuel.
Okay, excellent. All right, we're going to take some calls. Thank you, Manuel. 1-800-520-1067. I guess we're looking for tipping questions.
Etiquette,
if we can advise
answers.
Etiquette. And also policies, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
if whatever you policy, do.
Especially the confusing ones.
Yeah
especially the confusing
also,
ones.
Also, I double tip a lot. That's what I do to get to 18 to 20%. You know what I mean? Like, I look on the thing. We're about 9% here in Los Angeles. That's
18... you double the tax, you mean?
I double the tax to get to the tip. That gets me 18 to 19%, basically. I feel like that's a good thing. In that video, people were saying make sure it's 20.
Yeah.
Which
I think 20 is the bare minimum when it's a service industry, when that's what they are relying on, is 20%.
I'm not against it. It's just easier math. That's
all right. So we don't want to serve to Jensen, and we do want to serve to Allie.
Yes, very true.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. Just had a Blink 182. We're talking about who you tip and how much you tip, and we have many questions. Chris is here from Los Angeles. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
So I had a question based on your responses earlier of you should tip anybody who's making your food.
To-go orders, right.
To-go orders, yeah. What about fast food restaurants? Like fast food places, they're making it. Do you tip them as well?
Great question, Chris.
I never have.
I don't think they're relying on a tip as part of their wage, but I think that at to-go orders, they are. When they pool their tips, they need that tip money as part of their wage.
But wouldn't McDonald's, I mean, if McDonald's is getting the same minimum wage, say that, you know, a restaurant, a CPK does.
I don't think they do.
No, I think the restaurants can give the low wage because of the tips.
Oh, yeah. So you think the people at McDonald's get a better hourly?
They get actual minimum wage, Chris, and a lot of restaurants don't.
Chris, have you ever tipped at a fast food restaurant?
I have not, but you got me thinking when you said that you should tip anybody who's doing something that you
don't
want to
do.
About.
Yeah, that I'm happy I'm not doing. Yeah,
I think people working at fast food are already making too much money, so I think you don't
That's
tip
Bean,
them.
Everybody. Bean
Thank
at
you, Chris.
K-Rock.
Appreciate the call. 1-800-520-1067. Tipping etiquette questions and policies. We're taking your calls next after Blink on K-Rock. All right, talking tipping etiquette and policies here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Getting right back to your calls. First, though, a couple of texts. This is Colleen in Fullerton. What about room service? I was at a hotel this weekend, and it's said in very small letters that a 21% gratuity was added to all orders, so I did not tip. Okay or not okay?
To me, that's okay.
It's definitely okay.
Because they're putting the tip in. I always ask, is the tip included?
Yeah.
If it's not, then I tip. And if it is, then I don't.
And restaurants that have that party of five, party of ten rule or whatever, like, don't. I mean,
yeah, Colleen, you're absolutely in the clear. They took care of the tip. All right. Danielle writes in, I absolutely 100% am not going to tip any self-service or fast food place to eat. These employees are paid to do a job. That's to keep the store clean and replenished. It's called customer service. And I think we kind of agreed that most of us don't tip at fast food either. Let's go back to the calls. 1-800-520-1067. You wanted to yell at who? Was it Melanie, is that who you wanted to yell at here, Ellie?
Yeah, let's yell at Melanie.
Line 8, please. Melanie, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to Yell at Melanie.
Don't yell at me.
It's our new feature.
Oh,
all right,
great.
What say you?
I'm cool with that. We had a kids' party this weekend where we had tacos and beer. You all would be proud.
Nice.
And it was $500 for the tacos. Do you tip on that?
Yes.
Absolutely. You tip tremendously well on that because that's a lot of work.
That's what I thought. I told my husband, I said, should we tip if it's 20%, Allie, how much would it be?
$200.
Ooh, okay, now this is why she's a great tipper. It has nothing to do with generosity. It has to do with education. I think on this case, my instinct would say $50 to $100. I would give $100.
I'd give $100. However, right. I just want to go to Melanie's kids' parties.
Right?
$500 worth of tacos and
nice.
Beer.
Nice.
We'd like an invite, Melanie.
That's fantastic. Right? We're not yelling at Melanie at all. We love Melanie.
I would like every caller, though, to ask Allie to do the math, if they could.
All right. Let's go to Joseph La Mirada. He's going to share. He's line 3. He's going to share a tipping policy with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Joseph.
Good morning. Good morning. So when I go out, if I go to a restaurant, I tip waitresses and bartenders more than I would like a pizza delivery or anything like that.
Yeah, I agree.
And just why? I mean, is there a reason that you do that?
It's more personable. Mm-hmm. If like a waiter or a waitress comes up and they sit there and they like introduce themselves, talk, and they treat me like a normal person instead of a customer or a client or even with a bartender, I'll tip them more just because they took that extra few seconds to make it personable. And also, too, when I'm paying, if I pay with my credit card, I don't tip on my credit card because their tip gets taxed, so I'll pay them cash.
Ooh.
I'll tip them cash.
That's
nice.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
And what is cash again? I'm not sure. Thank you for the call. Dadpool writes in at Kevin and Bean. I work in IT service. How about some tips for us? Now, this gets us into the area that Kevin was talking about, which was that there are lots of people who are trying to horn in on the gratuity deal, right?
Yeah, like you never used to tip certain jobs, but now all of a sudden they've got tip jars.
Can I ask you one?
Yeah.
Now, Uber, when it first started, everyone was like, don't worry about cash, tip is included.
Right.
It told you all that stuff.
Yeah, you never even have to think about the money because it automatically goes in your credit card.
And that was one of the appeals of the company. And then a couple years in, we start getting the tip word that they're not getting the money. You know, you start to hear this kind of rumbling. But then now, do you tip every Uber driver?
No, I do not. But I do tip, to use the language of our last caller, the personable ones. I do, if I feel like I've had an enjoyable ride, I usually throw $3 on.
I'm usually always one, always, in every case, because I just feel like it's asking me a tip, and I've heard they don't get money that they deserve. Mm-hmm. And so I give one to everyone, but goods get 3 to 5.
Okay.
I give cash, though, because I don't trust Uber.
Right.
Give them the tip, you know what I mean? Like, they'll probably take a big cut of it or whatever.
How about house cleaners?
Absolutely. Yes.
Ones that come every week?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You have one that comes every
week?
No,
no, no. I have one that comes every month. But I'm saying like that kind of...
Absolutely.
Well, I have one that comes every 2 weeks, but we write a check for the same amount every 2 weeks, what they charge to clean house. Am I supposed to be writing a larger amount than what we've agreed to as their pay?
Well, do you at the very least then around Christmas give them a whole extra month?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think you're fine that way, but you should also tip every week.
But if someone comes to your house with a specific cleaning, I'm having someone come clean the floors or whatever, I usually give a tip there. Like a very specific cleaning, not like every month, because then it's just a Christmas gift.
Ah.
Does that make sense?
All right, going back to the IT service guy, how about Allie, your cable guy, when Trevor Noah came out? Is that somebody you would tip because he comes to fix your cable?
No. When you look at my Spectrum bill, absolutely not. You're getting no extra money from me.
That's another thing on valet stuff. Like, sometimes if a valet is $15 to $25, I'm like, no.
Oh, I always tip a valet guy. Always,
$25?
Always $5 to a valet guy. Doesn't matter if it's $3.
Then they see you coming from
a mile
away. If
it's a $3 fee, you tip $5.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I'm not there.
I love a valet guy.
Same, but that's a lot.
No, I really love a valet guy.
But the high valet prices usually sometimes get me to not tip.
And it's interesting you say that, because here's my version of that, which is when you go to a nice car wash that can cost you $25 to get your car washed and vacuumed out and get the wheels shined and all that stuff, I feel like I'm paying $25 for a car wash. Am I now also supposed to tip on top of that?
Absolutely. Those dudes are putting in work. Those dudes are probably doing more work than anyone else.
Let's talk to Bob in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Bob.
Bean just started to touch upon one of my beats is we're willing to pay a server who really essentially works only about 5 minutes, where they take they do a minute to take your order and a minute to bring it, not even a minute to bring drinks and things like that. We're willing to tip them a lot of money, but a car wash guy who is wet all day working in either heat or cold, we tip them what, $4 or $5 on average? I think the average person, those guys are working 15 to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I think the problem is people are more generous with stuff they enjoy. They tip that, but stuff that's chores, they don't tip at all.
He's not wrong. And there was an expose about car workers in Los Angeles, car wash workers in Los Angeles recently, a couple of years ago, and it was terrible. It's not something you want to know how much they get paid, and tips are big for them.
Well, just for the record, I do tip because I appreciate the sweat equity that goes into the guy who's actually doing the vacuuming out and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I always feel weird about it because I feel like the price of the car wash is so much. Like, in a million years, you should never be paying $25 to get your car wash.
But you're
that's
paying.
No fault of the wipe down guy. The wipe down guy doesn't set those prices.
Yeah.
And he's not only working hard as sweat equity, to use your phrase, but on top of it all, he's really low paid.
Yes.
Especially compared to a restaurant worker.
Back on the phone, he's a number one New York Times bestselling author. Brad Meltzer joins us with a couple of new books. Hey, Brad, how are you, buddy?
I can easily swindle a guy. I am good. I'm happy for you guys because I will tell you that we have a friend's bat mitzvah to come to, and my son, who could care less about going to this event or going to see our friends or being a good person, has focused on the fact that the first round in the Dodgers playoffs will be when we're there. And he's like, screw them all, we're going to the game.
And by the way, your son is right.
Yes. Smart. He's doing the right thing.
You've raised him well.
Yeah, I know. That's all he cares about. He's like, we should just leave early and we're going to the game. And he's making his pitch.
Would you ever consider that, Brad?
Oh, we're going to be there. We're going to be there. I mean,
so you're just going to dip?
The truth is, it actually ends on the way the timing works. We could miss the national anthem, but I bet we'll make the first inning.
All right. Fantastic. Well, you'll be one of the first people there then. So congratulations. All right. Brad, we're super psyched to have you back on. Your series of books. Well, I'll let you give us the elevator pitch for folks who haven't heard us talk to you about these wonderful children's books that you do.
Yeah, you know, I started this series because I was tired of my kids looking at people who are famous for being famous. And I wanted to give them better heroes to look up to, heroes of character, heroes of kindness, of compassion, perseverance. And we started, as you know, thanks to you guys, with I'm Amelia Earhart and I'm Abraham Lincoln. We did a whole line of children's books. I am Rosa Parks and Albert Einstein. And we did Jack Robinson for my son, who loves baseball so much. And we did Lucille Ball and Billie Jean King. And
Jim
today
Henson.
We finally released our two of our biggest requests, the number one request we've ever had for any hero. We released I Am Walt Disney, and with that, I Am Mercury. So we finally get to approach Disneyland and Disney World.
That is interesting, and I know you've been a lifelong Disney fan yourself. Walt Disney, is there a lot that we don't know about him?
Well, the thing about Walt Disney, he's one of the great American success stories, and we think that everything is happily ever after in the Disney planet. And of course, you know, we got the Magic Kingdom. But what I love about his story is how hard it was. When Walt Disney is a little boy, his father doesn't even care and is not excited by the fact his son can draw so well. It's his aunt who says, keep drawing, and buys him things to pads to draw on. And as Walt gets
older... Walt's a fraud!
Right. I mean, right. It's unbelievable. But what I love, though, is as he gets older, he starts his first film company. He's 21 years old. It's a total disaster. It's not easy. In fact, they say you're going to have to declare bankruptcy. He's sleeping in his office. He's taking a bath once a week in the train station, which is never good for anybody.
No.
But I want my kids to know, though, that when you chase a big dream, you may fail. But when you get back up again, that's how you fly.
Whoa.
Brad Meltzer, you're such a delight.
I don't know how to follow that with anything.
But that's
the thing, though, is we need to teach our kids that, right? Like Walt Disney, one of my favorite stories that I didn't know, is he comes up with this idea for a cartoon mouse. He's like, I got it.
We're going to call him Mortimer Mouse. And they're like, his wife says, Mortimer, that's a horrible name. That's really what she says, a horrible name. She says, why don't you name him? I got an idea. Why don't you name him Mickey? And that's how the world gets Mickey Mouse.
Wow.
And it's not,
he's
it's
a
not,
fraud.
It's not, some, oh, it's not some overnight success, though, right? It's like what he does is the first Mickey cartoon doesn't even sell. But Walt Disney, you know, these books are not about history. They're illustrated kids' books, but they're about values. Mm-hmm. And they're about character. And I want my kids to know Disney's superpower is that whatever his, this guy just will never give up on his dream. He will chase it and chase it and chase it. And I want my kids to know that at every level.
There is a lot of talk. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, if I'm being honest, if we called him Morty, that's kind of cute.
Morty Mouse?
Well,
Morty
I don't think Mouse. That's the, I don't think we're going
oh,
back
that's
to
not
try
the takeaway?
No.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
Allie trying to take all the credit away from a woman again.
Brad, what does drive me crazy a lot of times is people who win Oscars, people who win Grammys, they say, believe in your dream, blah, blah, blah. But there's not a lot of talk about you're going to get knocked on your ass many, many times. And that is important to know because you are.
No, and listen, I firmly believe that my kids, all of our kids, learn more by falling off the bike than being on it. That's what you learn.
Absolutely.
I push my kids off the bike, Brad.
You thankfully
right,
don't
well, naturally,
kids.
Of course you did.
But I just wanted to learn.
The thing that we have to realize, of course, is, you know, we want to wrap our kids in bubble wrap. We want nothing bad to happen to them. And of course, we don't want anything bad to happen to them. But if all you do is teach them about the good side, they never find the muscles to get them through the hard. And it's the same, you know, I just think, you know, we have a tradition in my house once a year. We do it every year. And I live in Florida, and what we do is on the way to school in carpool, since my kids are little, instead of going to school, one day a year, we drive past the school. They don't know what day it's going to be, and we drive straight to Disney World.
Oh,
and
nice.
The reason we, right? And the reason we do it
is to bribe
them. I want my kids to know that every day you can have magic in your life. And that's what Walt Disney stands for me. It's not about the merchandise nor the theme parks. It's about the idea that, you know, when I was 5 years old, guys like Jim Henson and Mr. Rogers and Walt Disney taught me you could use your creativity to put good into this world. And our I Am series, the Ordinary People Change the World series, that's all we're trying to do is we're trying to use our own creativity today to put some good into this world.
I
Brad driving to school every day and then, like, lightly tapping the brakes.
Right.
The kids are like, oh, man, not today.
Not today.
So my kids, though, are hard. They're literally like, is today the day? They're excited every day. And finally, they're, you know.
So they're disappointed they're 364 days out of the year.
That's
right.
Exactly
they're miserable
the takeaway.
It's literally the opposite of my life, where for the first 6 years, my parents told me Disneyland had closed.
Oh,
Hey, Brad, I don't want to give the short shrift. Unfortunately, we're going to be out of time here in a minute. I don't want to give the short shrift to your other book today. I am Marie Curie because I love her so much. And as you know from the research, you know, she won 2 Nobel Prizes in different disciplines. She's one of the most significant scientists of all time. And I bet that is going to resonate a lot with the young women, you know, the young women of STEM of the future, I imagine, when they see this book, right?
And her, you know, Marie Curie has denied her whole life what she wants is to be a scientist. And why? Because she's a woman. And what I love is she never lets it stop her. I want my daughter to have that lesson. I want my sons to have that lesson. That's what my Marie Curie is about.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal story. And spoiler alert, she dies of radiation poisoning. So.
Wait, can I just tell you one thing? Wait, let me just tell you that last night at the book event, I said, did anyone know who Marie Curie is? A little girl in the front row raises her hand. And I said, who is she? She says, oh, she won the Nobel Prize. And she studied. She gave us the word radioactivity. And then because of her discoveries, her husband died because of them. And I was like, yes. Dear, that is exactly what love will get you. It will murder your husband.
All right. Both books are available wherever you get your books at all retailers and online. I Am Walt Disney and I Am Marie Curie, which are the latest in the wonderful series that should be in every listener's homes, by the way, if you've got kids. They are tremendous.
Even if you don't
books.
Have kids. I learn a lot about stuff by reading his books.
I'm going to tell you, the I Am Jim Henson sits on my coffee table and people that come over pick up that book and they're like, this is so cool. cool. Yep. I'm like, I have no kids.
Kevin Bean at Book Club Wednesday. Brad, we love you, and thank you so much for coming on. We'll talk to you again soon. And when you come out for the playoffs, please come in and see us.
Because you'll read about how he covered Tommy Lee with his blood one day, and then you'll read, and then you'll see his video of how Mike Tyson broke his nose one time.
Yep.
I mean, the guy's, he's a cartoon.
Then he'll have a picture from being in the hospital with a complete skin graft. I don't know. I don't know what's happening with that guy.
I don't either, but we love him, and he'll be joining us coming up just after 8 here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, let's welcome our good friend Beer Mug back to the studio. Hey,
Happy Mugs. Monday, everybody. How's everybody feeling?
I understand it's cheers time.
It is, it is. And, you know, we all as people have one person from pop culture or fame that we would love to meet. Like, you know, Bean, you would have loved to have met Clyde Tombaugh, correct?
Sure, yeah.
Kevin, probably like Willy Wonka would be on. Would be number one for you, right?
You know, I our boy.
I thought we were going with real, but okay.
Oh, it's real, okay. So the question on the bar at O'Grady's in California this week was what...
Oh, in California? You went to the one in California?
One in California,
as opposed to the one in Wisconsin. What living person...
living. Try it again.
I don't know why you picked such a complex question either.
What famous person, dead or alive, would these drunk people love to have dinner with in this edition of Cheers with Beer Mug?
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
Great question. That last one is a really good question.
Always.
So he goes to the bar, and as usual, Beer Mug starts drinking before interviewing, of course, like you do.
Carly, if you could have dinner with one person, one famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
So cliche, Anthony Bourdain. I feel like a bitch for saying that.
Why? Because he's a good...
That's everyone's answer. Well, I guess that's just because he passed away.
And then if you got lucky, like, he would cook you breakfast.
Oh.
Like they saying, like, make them laugh, make them breakfast?
Stanley.
Great.
I mean, I said Stanley, but I'd like to go back.
Is that the saying?
Yeah, make them laugh, make them breakfast.
Okay.
Okay. I've never heard it.
What?
I've heard that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's a saying, but I'm not exactly sure. He would, when you have to explain your joke to whoever you're talking to, it's not necessary.
And I also think the woman was a fan of him and his cooking. She didn't want to bang him. I also think Muggs is kind of the one who put that out there.
Yeah, true. So then this guy says,
Stanley.
Stan motherfucking Lee. That'd be dope. If you were to have dinner with one famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Bradley James Noel, because of me, like, personal influence. But sitting face-to-face with Hitler and seeing, like, what the hell is going through that... Holy crap, bro.
Good
question. I mean, that's quite the difference between the two.
But the Sublime guy, too.
I soups love Sublime, but also Hitler.
What was he thinking, man?
That's all they could come up with?
I want to look at him and just be like, hey, why? Man,
why?
Why?
By the way, I have the same question for Bradley, too.
Big Ken, if you were to have dinner with one famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Elvis Presley.
Thank you very much.
No, I love the dude. As a kid, I used to pray that, like, if they ever needed a stunt double play as a kid, I would be him.
Thank you very much.
I like that you repeated that.
In case you didn't get
relatively
it.
Lame joke.
Why would they ever need an Elvis as a kid stunt double?
You know, it was odd.
Elvis, the early years.
The earliest years.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Alex. If you were to have dinner with one... famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
What is happening now?
Wow.
The karaoke music was really loud, and I was trying to cut through it, so that's how
sound
I was.
Sound like an angry drunk. Somebody dead or alive, what would it be?
Chris Motherf Farley.
In a van down by the river, a guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Oh, jeez.
If you could have dinner with one famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
I'm like Simon Le Bon.
Simon LeBron. Because you love Duran Duran?
That is a great follow-up question. I'd like to just get the props on that.
Oh, no, I wasn't aware he was in Duran Duran.
What's Duran Duran?
I love Duran Duran.
What's what? Hold on. They did Hungry Like the Wolf. No. They did Hungry Like the Wolf, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm right. Okay. I love that song.
The beer mug.
Yeah, baby. All right. Jimmy, if you could have dinner with one person, one famous person, dead or alive.
I like that question is now taking three times as long as it did sure 2 minutes ago.
I'll say Jerry Garcia.
Boom! That's exactly what I thought, dude. Jerry Garcia, dude.
Why did you think that? Just based on him?
Just based on him, man.
Okay.
And what would you say to him?
That we're eating?
Well, wait, what?
All right, this guy needs clarification. Mm-hmm. So, am I talking to him while we're eating?
Oh, I didn't get that at all.
That's what he meant.
As we're eating or what?
Eating, drinking, smoking, shooting.
I like guy be his buddy, chit-chat with a guy. And
be his buddy, chit-chat with a guy, I believe.
Oh, my.
I think this may be the last words that this guy ever said.
Can you play it again? Is there any way just to hear him try to say that one more time?
I like guy be his buddy, chit-chat with a guy, drunk with him, and eat. I don't know, whatever's fun to talk about. There's no special... I don't know.
Who else would you invite to the dinner?
Well, I mean, we could have all the 5'3 amigos.
Yeah, the 5 foot three amigos.
Yeah, maybe bring a translator. That might be a good guess.
Well done, Muggs. Fantastic question and good interviews as well.
Thank you.
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
I am.
We're very excited about it, and I feel like her opinion on this is something I'd like to hear.
Okay.
Okay. Would the name, without knowing we're going to be talking about Papa John, would you, the name John Schnatter make, like, would that ring a bell for either of you?
No, not at all.
Okay. Not a little bit.
John Schneider. Right. From the Dukes of Hazzard.
Different.
Very different.
Different Sean.
Mm-hmm. Less relevant.
Less part of this story.
Yes. Okay. You would know him by his former title of Papa John.
Yes.
Okay. We remember the weird guy. He's the disgraced founder and former CEO of the pizza franchise. Well, he's returned back into the limelight with an interview he gave to a Kentucky regional TV station.
Yes.
WDRB. Mm. Okay, it's his first word since being outed from the company in late 2017 for saying the N-word during a company meeting.
In a company meeting?
In a company meeting.
Not even like on the phone or
like an email to one person? What?
This isn't a meeting, and we'll get into it. But
no black people?
I mean, I don't think Papa John hangs with black people. And that was kind of another thing. Is like,
by the way, does it matter?
I know, but well,
are you saying, like,
was he
reciting
hang?
Ice Cube lyrics? Like, is that...
yeah, like, in what context? Like, are you just addressing a bunch of people and calling, like, and talking about
N-word? That's weird.
Well,
yeah.
He has his theories, which we'll get to. He appeared in an auditorium in this interview, wearing his signature red button-up shirt. Like, imagine him in your head. You remember
that
shirt? But now it no longer has the Papa John's logo. It's just like a personal logo. It's so sad. That was a bummer. And to say he was sweating would be an understatement.
Oh,
I did see the photos. I didn't see the interview, but he's shiny.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
He was, like, watered down.
Ooh.
Like, the same way, like, a flower grows. Papa John was just drooling on himself.
Like a fern. Like
it was
somebody
sad.
Misted him.
Yeah, it was depressing. He took no prisoners in a very odd, cryptic-ass interview, man. Let's hear the interviewer first set the stage and address the elephant in the room.
It all started in May of 2018. Schnatter admits he used the N-word during what was supposed to be an internal conference call on diversity training, but says he did it to convey his hatred of racism.
Okay.
All right, white people, let me just speak.
Please
here.
Lay this out.
Please.
We don't ever use that word. You just you don't get to call somebody my N-word. Like, you just don't get to take it.
Also,
especially by the way, he's talking about diversity training
You can't say I used a racist word to prove I'm not racist.
Right.
No, you can't use colored people.
No.
Right.
You don't use Negro. Like,
it's awful. Awful.
Don't never, ever trust whitey.
That's good advice.
Okay, so John starts off his rants innocent enough, right? Calling out names like he's Tupac and Hit 'Em Up. He's going after a group of his ex-friends who he believes went behind his back in a hostile pizza takeover.
Steve Ritchie, Olivia Curley, the board of directors,
all used the black community and race as a way to steal the company. And they stole the company, and now they've destroyed the company.
You know how, like when your racist uncle says the word black, you know it means something different than
yes,
when you
very
say
much so,
it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
It sounded like when he said black community, it felt worse.
It makes that's when I get the hackles back yeah. up on the back.
By the
of my
way,
neck.
No one stole anything from him if he's using the N-word.
Here's the thing. The lack of any remorse. Mm-hmm.
He's very angry.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's always, there's always blame. Mm-hmm. Not my fault. Didn't mean it. Da da da. It's that, then you are always in the wrong.
Yeah. He was also a guy I remember right
before. He's one step before saying, I have a lot of black friends.
Oh.
I mean, he's right there.
Oh,
right.
We get to that point.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
He's a guy who, like, right before all this broke, was saying, like, his pizza sales were down because Colin Kaepernick took a knee. Do you remember that? He was saying the NFL controversies affected him because he was a major sponsor.
He was the one that John Elway.
No, Manning.
Manning.
Peyton
Eli
Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl, and they tell him, John is here. I think he believed it was John Elway. He turned around and then was forced into a weird hug with Papa John. One of my favorite clips. Okay. And with the company hiring all new people since he left, he has some thoughts on the new CEO.
The new CEO is former Arby's president, Rob Lynch.
Rob Lynch, he's never been a CEO. He has no pizza experience. He's never been in the pizza category. He doesn't really have a passion for quality. And probably most important, he doesn't have a passion for people.
He's calling out names. That dude doesn't have a passion for people. He's not in the pizza category.
He does not know pizza.
By the way, my new insult to anyone is, brother, you're not in the pizza category. That's like immediately what I'm going to tell people. And with this new regime, John has some thoughts on how the quality of their pizza and the diet of what sounds like an incredibly depressed man.
And after years of touting better ingredients, better pizza, Schneider says it's ultimately the customers we're left with a bad taste in their mouths.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days, and it's not the same pizza. It's not the same product. It just doesn't taste as good. The way they're making the pizza, the way they're putting the pizza together, is just not fundamentally sound to what makes a Papa John's pizza a Papa John's pizza.
Okay, hold up.
Oh, wait, this explains the shine.
Let me play it again. Ready? Let me play the clip again. Just the beginning. Here.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
I mean, who does that?
Somebody that's fat and shiny. Fat and shiny.
Maybe the shine was pizza grease.
Yeah, I think he's showering. It's just coming through his pores.
But do you think that he really thought that he needed to do that extensive of a taste research to figure out that it's not being made right?
Well,
40 pizzas in 30 days?
Imagine a man gets ousted from a company, and then in order to say that their pizzas are bad, he eats 40 of them in 30 days.
No, eat one.
That's like how
do you eat 40 in 30 days?
That's like a villain origin story. You know what I mean? Like, oh, and then he sat and ate 40 pizzas in 30 days.
It's also a vomit origin story.
It sounds disgusting. And also, imagine being the guy delivering the 40 pizzas to the disgraced Papa John.
The sweating guy opens the door.
You won't believe it. John ordered 30 more. And with this in mind, John does not plan for this to be his final word. Above and beyond what he plans on doing, he also gave money to an all-black college recently, and they definitely showed the clip of him doing that. They wanted you to know that.
Sure.
And he also built a gym for a largely urban high school. Mm-hmm. So these are all things he wanted you to know. But more than that, he wants you to know that he has some future plans to get back at who wronged him.
But make no mistake, John Schnatter plans to share more than just his wealth.
I would just say, stay tuned. The day of reckoning will come. The record will be straight.
Why not set the record straight now? I mean, what is it about the record that's not straight?
Stay tuned.
How soon will that happen?
Stay tuned. Sooner than later.
How creepy can you be?
Wow. Stay tuned. When I talk to my publicist and like my crisis manager, we'll figure it out.
Also, that's maybe that might be like a school shooter.
That's insanity. He does sound so super crazy. And the reporter's like, why not just go ahead and set the record straight now? As if that's all John's talking about.
But can I play
that clip again?
Please go ahead.
Yeah.
But make no mistake, John Schnatter plans to share more than just his wealth.
I would just say, stay tuned. The day of reckoning will come. The record will be straight.
Why not set the record straight now? I mean, what is it about the record that's not straight?
Remember my dreams.
Stay tuned.
I don't either.
How soon will that happen?
Stay but tuned. I did have one the other night, Allie, oh, and it was very strange to me. And I remembered that we have on the program an actual expert, Allie McKay, dream interpreter.
Why can't my boobs get bigger?
Allie Dream Interpreter.
Wow! Don't pull out.
Allie Dream Interpreter.
Smell it.
Allie Dream Interpreter. Come on now, Allie.
Suck it.
We should take out some of those drops that don't fit. Because
a
that
lot
makes,
of them, yeah, yeah, I mean, don't really fit.
Let's go ahead and change
it's
that.
Weird, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Kevin, for
no
understanding.
Worries. Absolutely.
It's awesome.
I'm happy to help.
All I have to do is just mention it, and you're going to take care of
sure,
it.
Sure, I'm sure it'll be gone the next time.
Cool.
That's hurtful, you guys. One of the things that's so frustrating for me and for anybody who has dreams is, why does there have to be so much GD symbolism in dreams? Why can't it just be what it is? Why does something always have to stand in for something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just trying to figure out why dreams work that way. You know, like when somebody's falling, you'll often hear, oh, you feel like your life is out of control. Why can't your life just be out of control in the dream? You know what I mean?
Just
why
all the symbolism? Giant billboard that says your life is out of control.
All right. So, Allie, I woke up and I actually remembered this one. And it's very bizarre to me. But apparently, I was Agent Mulder for the last season of The X-Files.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
So The X-Files came back.
Imagine
you know,
if Bean was Agent Mulder for that whole series.
Right. For that for the highly acclaimed reboot. So I for whatever reason, Dave Duchovny didn't get the job or didn't want the job or something like that. So I apparently auditioned and I got the job. So the whole last season of The X-Files, I was Agent Mulder, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then it gets weird. Fox? Was it on Fox? Mm-hmm. So Fox decides they're going to do another new season. And they call me up and they go, okay, you're still Agent Mulder. You still have the job. But you need to audition. It's a formality, but you need to audition because we have to see other people also to play Agent Mulder.
Okay. Maybe so, there's a better one out there.
Don't worry about it. It's yours, but we have to go through the process. And I was so mad at that. I'm like, I'm Fox Mulder. Okay?
Mm-hmm. He really took that on in one season.
I did. Yeah. I'm Fox Mulder. Nobody else could come in here and take my job away from me. Screw it. I don't want to be on the next series of The X-Files. So I refused to audition, and they ended up getting somebody else to play Agent Mulder. So, Allie, please interpret that dream for me, would you?
It's so simple, Bean.
Wow.
First of all, what was The X-Files about?
Well, it was about the search for the truth.
Uh-huh. The unknown, really, is what it was.
Aliens, a lot.
A lot. But the whole theme was the unknown.
That's right.
The truth is out there.
That's right.
What are you in search of very soon?
A job?
A new job. You're nervous about the future. It's all the great unknown. So you get this gig, you're kicking ass at it, and then they want you to audition for another one. That gig that you got has been radio your whole life.
Right.
Now you're going to move to England, and they have the audacity to have you sit in there and, oh, I have to actually audition for this? Give me a break. I've done it for 30 years. Or...
Wait, I thought that was perfect.
I was buying it.
Or, like most men and women, you just want a bone jillion.
I mean, which that's one, true, too.
Is that probably it?
That's probably both.
The end?
Well, that's definitely true when I'm awake, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why it wouldn't be when I'm asleep.
But I think mostly the job part.
Okay, all right.
You're nervous, and it's seeping into your dreams, which makes perfect sense.
I don't know why the X-Files were involved.
It's the unknown. You're stepping into a part of your life that you have no control over right now.
I tell you, Allie's really good at this.
She's really good at this.
Thank you.
Okay.
Allie Dream Interpreter!
Real quick, let's hit Jensen's before we have to take a break, and then we're going to give you some tool tickets.
This is not as detailed.
Okay.
And this is not a bit. 95% of my dreams take place in a casino or shopping mall. Almost every, and not
it doesn't always have to just take place in just those spots, mm-hmm. but I always end up at some point in a casino or shopping mall, and I am rushing mm-hmm. to get something done or find someone within these commerce centers.
Simple. A mall.
She can't be stumped, you guys.
A mall represents choices. Tons of different stores around. You're not going to one specific store that's mm-hmm. not in a mall because you need all of those choices. You want to be able to make the decision once you're there, but you want to see everything around you so you know you're making the right decision. You are struggling right now with a bunch of things happening, and mm-hmm. you have to figure out which choice you want to make. The casino. Well, that represents risk, Jensen.
Okay.
And you are afraid that you are doing something and you're going to make the wrong decision. Oh, do I risk it? Because you don't know the outcome of that decision. So you're like, oh, do I play my whole hand here or do I do this? So guess what? Hmm. You also love Orange Julius.
I do love Orange Julius.
Yeah.
She Again, has, both are right.
Yeah, that is a
lot
the takeaway.
A lot of that spoke to me, but nothing as much as the Orange Julius
Thank
part.
You. You're welcome, you guys.
You do a good job with that. Dream Interpreter.
Woo!
Nailed it.
All right, here's the deal, you guys. Tool is coming back to Southern California for the first time in 9 years. We want you to be there. You can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. Looking for Tool fans like always. If you want to see them at Staples Center, you will have to play a game, and we'll play that game with you next on K-Rock.